Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. I tell you, I can tell that fall is on its way. I went out today and I bought me two mums. I normally am not getting into the fall spirit, but I went out today and got me two mums, two fuchsia. They're beautiful, and I'm very excited about that. And again, I'm so excited about being on the air today with you. I want to, before I go into the housekeeping, I need to do my due diligence.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, again, it's an honor each and every time that I'm here on the broadcast, and I'm so thankful for those of you who have decided to switch on to this show today and to listen. I honor you and I show appreciation, and I am very, very grateful for you and your support. And for those of you who live in the Hartford, the greater Hartford area, I want to invite you to see me in person at the Uptown Vibes there in Hartford. I think it's on Main Street. If you look on Facebook, you'll see that Taste Masters has invited me to be one of their panelists on the 22nd, Sunday the 22nd, I think at 7 p.m. So if you are a supporter of mine and you live in the greater Hartford area, I invite you to come out and see me there. Okay, and I want to remind you that we only have until February to pay for the cruise. The cruise is June the 14th, 2014. And I want to remind you that you need to book your fare. So send us an email, dynamicdaphne12@att.net, dynamicdaphne12@att.net. Okay, and we are also seeking for applications for a co-host / producer of the show. If you are interested, if you think you are a match again, send your resume or application to dynamicdaphne12@att.net. I'm looking for someone who is passionate about the work that I do and to partner with me by being a producer / co-host of the show. So let me hear from you. It doesn't matter what country you live in. The only requirements other than being passionate is that you speak fluent English. So get those applications in. We would like to have somebody before the end of the year. And if you have not yet done so, I want for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, and also on LinkedIn. So please, stop by there and show me some love and show me some support there. Again, you can join in the conversation by dialing 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And the chat room is up and running for those who want to join me there. I know this should be a very interesting conversation. Today we are going to be talking about foods, herbs, and spices for boosting our health. For those of you who know me in person, you realize that I have a makeover. Not a surgical one, but a nutritional makeover. And for that, I want to share some portion of what I'm doing today. And again, you are welcome to join in the conversation at any time and share some insights about what you're doing about your food as well. And the number to do so is 646-915-8166. Well, the reason we eat is because we want to get the most out of our foods. Now, one other reason that I eat is because I want to get the most out of life, energy, vigor, vitality, strength, longevity, youthfulness. And the only way that I can get all those things is to make sure I'm getting the maximum out of the foods that I eat. Okay? You may eat for a different reason, but this is the reason why I eat. And for those of you who are listening, let me hear from you. Call in and let me know what are some of the reasons you eat. Almost 3.5 years ago, I came to that realization and went back to basics. You're probably asking what I mean by going back to basics. Well, I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies, on a farm. My parents were farmers, and everything we ate was fresh fruits, fresh staples from the ground. Even the bananas would be starting to ripe on the tree, and we would pick a ripe banana and we would eat it every day. Oranges, mangoes, grapefruit, pears, whatever. Everything was fresh from the tree. Okay? Now, as I went back into going back to basics and just investigate the way I grew up and what I was eating, and through my adult eyes, I began to look back on the way my father grew his produce, only to find out that my father was indeed an organic farmer. He was not certified, but he was an organic farmer because he used only the mulch from what was around there. He did not use any fertilizer. They use cow manure and all of that. They call it the peeling skin. That means the waste from whatever was used in the kitchen. It would go back to the farm. And like the banana trunk, after one banana was harvested, they cut that tree down and they cut it up and they throw it back in the soil. And that was the mulch. So I said, oh, no wonder why I can battle diseases and I remain healthy. My strength is at peak. My energy is at peak and all of that. Because I said, you know something? I have a strong base. My foundation is strong. So it's like building a house. If you are going to make one or two or three story building, you got to make sure that the foundation is well settled before you build on top of it. And as I look over my life, that's what happened. My foundation was so solid. And yes, when I grew up, I made a couple of mistakes and ate some, you know, a little bit of junk, not a lot of junk food. My downfall with junk food is always Chinese food, nothing else. And it was not hard for me to drop that and go back to basics. But you're probably asking, why am I sharing this? Well, let me tell you what happened. Late in 2010, I went to the doctors and was told that my blood pressure was 210 over 110. My weight at that time was 220 pounds, and I was also told that I had diabetes. Talk about a wake-up call. I left that doctor's office with one intention. I must change my lifestyle and how I do things. It was a blessing that the doctor did not hospitalize me. He sent me home. Of course, he sent me home with some medication for me to return, I think, in a week. However, I knew that I had no intention of remaining on those medications. And I started to assertively researching to see how I could change my lifestyle in addition to the medication. Well, that research brought me to a research I found online. Eating for your blood type was one thing. Eating raw and juicing. I knew about juicing and I would occasionally I used to juice, but not to the extent that I do now. As I speak to you today, my diet consists of 90% raw and 50% juice. And my blood pressure is 120 over 80, and I weigh 160 pounds and still shredding the weight. And of course, to top it all, I am told when people ask me my age and I tell them, they say, my God, you look 20 years younger. I know all of this came about because of the modification in my lifestyle. A little later on, I will be sharing with you my shopping list and what it looks like. Right now, there are rituals that I do every day. I wake up in the morning, and after my prayer and my meditation, or my whatever devotional I'm going to be doing, I drink either fresh lemon juice and hot water, or a teaspoon, or depending on the cup, a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in hot water. That's the first thing I drink, because that helps to flush out my system. After that, I make my green juice. And sometimes I do green juice and sometimes I do green smoothie. But I am sure to do my green first thing in the morning. And in a few weeks, I will be releasing my ebook on the same subject. I am also working on a cookbook, and I'll be sharing some recipes and everything with what I am doing. So stay tuned to all of that, and you will learn about some of the things I'm doing. And I tell you, cooking is an art. So if you think you're not an artist, you wait until you go into the kitchen. Have fun. And for those people who are listening, we live in a society where there's a large percentage of people who are obese. So make this lifestyle awakening be a family affair. You bring the kids in the kitchen, and kids are always going to be eating what they make. And you are going to be surprised some of the things that you can put together and to see your kids eat it. And I know lots of people hate like Brussels sprout and all of that, but you just hate it because it's not properly cooked. And, you know, a lot of people cook them until they're dead. I shared some of my roasted Brussels sprouts with a friend the other day, and she said, I cannot believe that I'm eating Brussels sprouts. So each and every one of us, we have the ability to add years to our lives, years that we can enjoy, years that we are not a burden to anyone. However, that responsibility has to be yours. You must make the decision. No one can make you do that. You must love yourself enough to say, well, I am going to make a difference in my life, and it starts with me eating differently. So look on what you're eating now. One of the things that a lady said to me the other day, those things are so expensive. And I said to her, I tell you, it's not half as expensive as the medication that I used to buy. And I'm so grateful that I live in an area where we have local farms, local organic farms. We have a farmer's market where we can go and pick up the produce. We have farm stands that is all over the place that you can pick up your organic vegetables, and you can just serve yourself and move on. So every day you can be eating fresh. Every day you can eat fresh if you choose to. And I tell you, once you begin to eat fresh, you are not going to be wanting to go back to all the junk anymore. Okay, so now I am going to share with you about some of the different things I buy and my smoothie and all of that. But let me share with you what my shopping list looks like now. Of course, I am shopping organic all the way. That's just a choice that I make. There are people I talk to who are having non-organic. The choice is yours. I choose to go organic all the way. And here's what my shopping list looks like. Apples, all colors. Bell peppers, green, red, and yellow. Blueberries. And there are also blueberry farms around where I live. And in the summertime, we can go and we can pick our own blueberries, okay? So when it's not blueberry picking season, at Costco's, I buy the frozen. They also have the frozen organic berries. There is a bag with three different varieties in it. It's a 10-pound bag in the different varieties in it. So I buy that, and I also buy the frozen blueberries there. I buy Swiss chard, I buy celery, cherries, fresh basil, grapes, kale, all different varieties. I am so blessed because there is an organic farm just up the road from me. So every 2 days I go there and I purchase fresh kale from her. I also get collard greens. And I get a wide variety of leafy green. The greener the vegetables, the happier I am. So green leafy vegetables, all varieties. I get some in the Asian market too. Nectarine, peaches, sweet potatoes, red potato, spinach, strawberry, dry coconuts, mangoes, avocado, papaya, grapefruit, lemons, and lime. Fresh turmeric when I can get it. When I cannot get the fresh turmeric, I buy the powdered one. Fresh ginger, most of the time, but I the other day I picked up some powdered ginger too. Dry red kidney beans, dried chickpeas, green beans, and yellow beans. This was the first year that I bought the yellow beans. I got those at the farmer's market. Raw sunflower seeds, raw pumpkin seeds, raw cashew seeds, scotch bonnet pepper, and I mentioned the yellow string bean. Organic garlic, and that's very expensive, I tell you, but it's good. I started roasting when I can get the garlics. The heads are big enough. I roast them, and I just have that as a snack, as a pick-me-up. I want to tell you something about my fresh basil. You're probably saying you didn't hear any tomato and corn on my list because remember I mentioned to you about eating for my blood type? And for my blood type, it asks that I avoid corn and sesame seed and tomato, all right? One of the other things that's on my shopping list is flax seed. So I grind my own flax, all right? So let me go back before I go to tell you what I do with my basil. I want to finish my shopping list. Cinnamon, both the stick and the powder, and nutmeg. In Jamaica, I grew up on those things. You know, you probably heard me mention dry coconut and sometimes if I'm down in New York, I can get the green coconut as well. In Jamaica, we call it jelly coconut. But I snack on on the coconut, the dry coconut, instead of having a chip or something, I just have pieces of dried coconut, and they are sweet and delicious. So you can get those in your grocery store. So I want to go back to the basil. I make a dressing with my fresh basil, and of course that's organic too. I went by one of the farms close to where I live, and he sells his basil for 25 cents a stem. So I got me $6.50 worth of nice, fresh, hardy basil. I came home and I rinsed them off, and I removed the leaves from the stem. I still have the stems in my freezer. I know that one day when I'm going to be roasting some red potatoes or the sweet potatoes, I can cut up some of those basil stem and I can put that in that too. One of the other things that I buy fresh thyme and scallions and scallions, and there's this other long slender one. I forgot what it's called, but it's in the scallion family. Chives it's called. So I want to go now and I want to tell you about what I do with my basil. I know a lot of people make pesto sauce, but what I do, I prepare some garlic, fresh garlic, and olive oil and apple cider vinegar. And I put it in my magic bullet machine. I grind all of that up, and I keep it in my refrigerator. I put it in mason jars in my refrigerator. And I use that dressing for my salad. And sometimes I use it if I blanch my broccoli and my cauliflower. I put that dressing over it. And that's the only dressing that I eat, and I tell you, it is so delicious. I also use the same dressing for my avocado and kale salad. So everything that I use now, everything that I need a dressing on, that's my basil dressing that goes on it. And it tastes delicious, and everything you can feel the life in every bite that you are taking. Now, you heard me mention about fresh ginger and turmeric. I know that there are some markets, the traditional markets, you are not able to find the turmeric and the ginger. So you can look for an Indian grocer or some Asian grocery places, and you can get the fresh turmeric and the fresh ginger there. I tell you, growing up in Jamaica, we used to make something called ginger beer. It's a beverage where you grate the ginger and you put some sugar in it. They would set it aside and let it brew, and then they strain it off. Little did we know how healthy that was. So again, now I don't make the ginger beer, but each day when I make my juice, I add some fresh ginger to that. Okay, so that's just a portion of my shopping list, what my shopping list looks like. And I tell you, since I'm doing straight organic, I feel so much better. And some of you probably have no idea. I mention on my shopping list Scotch bonnet, and you probably have no idea what a Scotch bonnet is. It's a spicy pepper we use in Jamaica. And I was so excited when I went to the farmer's market. I saw one of the organic farmers. She had the Scotch bonnet pepper. So, of course, I stock up on it because when I go home to Jamaica, I always stock up and bring some back. So now she have it. So over the summer, I'll stock up with that. I mentioned about the thyme. So everything on my list, I make it in a juice, I eat it raw, or I make a smoothie. For example, this morning, Sunday the 15th of September 2013, I made a smoothie blast and for my breakfast. So I'll tell you what was in that smoothie blast that I made this morning. It had cucumbers, it had kale, it had green string beans, it had flax seed, and it had one ripe organic banana. Yes, I pick up organic bananas too. I did not mention about that. So that was in my smoothie blast this morning. And you're probably thinking string bean, but I tell you, you didn't know that. And also, I added a half a cup of the frozen berries, the three berries that I told you about. It had in strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. And I added that to my smoothie, and that was what I had. So anything that you have, anything that you buy can be juiced, it can be had raw, and you can also make it into a smoothie. So I want to run over some of the different varieties of greens that I have incorporated in my smoothie and my juice. Collard greens, kale, romaine lettuce, spinach, spring greens, and Swiss chard, and also the leaves from the beets. And you can use them all together, or you can choose to mix them with something else. The green apple, what is it? The Granny Smith apple goes well with the greens that you're making. If you're making a smoothie or you're making a juice, the Granny Smith green apple goes well with it. It sweetens it up. It gives it a little tang in there. And you add some ginger. Now, the fruits that I have used together, and I don't use them all together, but you can choose how many you want to put together in your smoothie. All right? Apples, all different varieties of apples. Avocado, banana, blackberries, blueberries, cantaloupe, cranberry, figs, green grapes, guava, honeydew, kiwi, mangoes, nectarine, oranges, papaya, peaches, pears, pineapples, plums, raspberry, red grapes, strawberries, watermelon. So all of those all of those fruits. And also, if you live where there is close, you can also get fresh Napolia from that. I get that. I have, when I go up to Bridgeport, I get that up in Bridgeport. So all of those fruits you can use to make a smoothie. Just play. Remember I mentioned about having fun in the kitchen? And it's an art, you know. Lot of the time, I don't know how it's going to taste until I put it together. And then, bam, you know it, here comes a new recipe for something else. Okay? Now, the nuts that I buy, walnuts, almond, cashew, what else I buy? Raw cashew. Now, peanuts is also off of my list for my blood type, so I no longer buy peanuts. So I do raw almond, raw cashew, raw walnuts, and there's a big nut. I don't really know what it is, but I go to the Whole Foods and I pick that up and I eat it. I tell you, I snack on that baby. You don't need more than 3 or 4 for snack because it is, they're big and they taste good. So you can check that out to see what it is called. Another, I have read about it and I've seen it in when I do researches. But I have never myself gotten these. But it's the goji berries and the acai berries. They said those are very high in antioxidant. But I have never seen them fresh. I'm not sure where you can pick those up. So if you know where you can get those fresh, call me and let me know. One of the other things that I didn't mention is the dragon fruit. I don't know if you know that red fruit. If you're in New York, you can get a lot of it down by Chinatown. It's delicious. I just started eating that last summer. So that's that. Then the seeds that I buy chia seeds. I mentioned flax seed. I buy the hemp, pumpkin seeds, and raw sunflower seeds. Okay, so those are the seeds that I buy. And especially the seeds, you get a lot for your money. Because especially the pumpkin seed, a pound of pumpkin seed will last you a long, long time. And even the cashews, you only need to toss 3 or 4 in the smoothie that you're making. That adds the protein in that. So just pay attention to see what you like. I want to welcome guest 3202 to the show. I was listening to a show the other day, and the lady, it was Steve Harvey, and one of the ladies was asking him what she needs to do to get out of juicing with her coworkers, because she said that her coworkers were diet freaks and they wanted her to juice with them. And she said you should see her face when she was talking about it, because she said how horrible it is. Well, Steve said to her, well, I'm juicing and it's not horrible at all. And I'm here to tell anybody, don't hit it until you try. Juicing is one of the ways to get 100% of all the vitamins in your body. I tell you something, I have never felt better than since I began eating 90% raw and 50% juicing. In Jamaica, I know like the carrot juice, we used to throw away the fiber. Well, now I don't have to throw it away because it goes into my smoothie. I don't have to wash it with water for it to be rinsing and add the milk and all of that. I'm having everything. So when I buy my organic carrots, I am not even peeling. I wash it with a brush and it's ready. I just cut the stem off sometimes. Sometimes I don't, depend on how green the stem is. And I just eat everything. So if you're listening, if you're someone who have tried juicing, or if you eat raw, or if you're a vegan, or you are a vegetarian, please call 646-915-8166 and share your results with me. Tell me how this lifestyle change has added to your life. So let me hear from you if you are practicing that lifestyle. Yes, spinach. Yes, I forget to mention spinach. I buy a lot of spinach too, and I also put the spinach in my smoothie. If I'm using spinach, I do not use the kale. But I have been using a lot of kale. And I made my first batch of kale chip two weeks ago. Man, it is delicious. I tell you, just wash the kale and you drizzle some olive oil in the pan and you sprinkle sea salt, a little sea salt, and some garlic powder, and I put it in the oven for 10 to 15 minutes, and they were delicious. I tell you, they were so crunchy. You could hear them popping in my mouth when I ate them. So if I had to choose, though, between the chip and the smoothie, I'll go for the smoothie all the way. I just enjoy the smoothie, and I also enjoy the avocado and kale salad. And the only dressing I've tried so far on that one is my basil dressing. But if you are out there, if you have another dressing that you have made and tried on your salad, call in and let's exchange some thoughts on that. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. We are talking about foods that can enhance our health. So let me hear from you. What's your lifestyle like? What have you been eating and how it enhanced your life? I still eat fish and mostly salmon, wild salmon. I am not doing any chicken. Chicken is for my life, my blood type, I need to avoid salmon. I need to avoid chicken. So that's off of my list too. And I tell you, I really don't miss it. I really, really don't miss it. Because what I find out is that once you start eating right, you don't get all those cravings that you used to get. Because what happened? Our body is getting all the nutrient that it needs. So there's no time, your body don't have to go pining and whining because it is getting enough of what it needs. So it's not yearning for anything. So give us a call here, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. I did a research, and I'm trying to find it. I know I printed it off. I I'm looking to find it because I want to share it with you. Okay, good. Yes, I did a research and found out the title of the research was Why Are We So Sick? And it says that heart disease kills 7.1 million people worldwide. 7.1 million people every year die worldwide from heart attack. And in the research says in 2009, 7.9 million people, their deaths were due to cancer. And they are saying, based on this research here, they are saying that by 2030, cancer will claim the lives of 11 million people per year. And in 2030, they're saying 336 million people worldwide will die from diabetes. And the research ends by saying two-thirds of Americans over the age of 20 are all obese. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the power to change these figures. We can do better. We can stop this from happening. And we all need to just take responsibility for what we are putting in our mouths. I remember as a child growing up in Jamaica, there were lots of times when we did not eat meat, and we honestly did not miss it. We would have callaloo, we would have cabbage, and they'll cook that up with the turnips, the carrot, and the chocho. That's all vegetables, and that would be sautéed together with lots of scallion and pepper and coconut oil. And that's what we would eat instead of having meat. And when we would make soup, it's like 3-4 quarts of peas. So when you make the soup, it's so thick, it end up looking like what we call stew in America. So we have the ability to take the responsibility to reverse this survey on this research. If each of us take the responsibility to encourage a friend or a family member to tell them, listen, let us take our health. Let us take responsibility for our health. Let us do things differently. It doesn't matter how you were born and raised and what you used to eat as a child. Now you are an adult. You can make intelligent choices and decisions to eat differently. Be selective. Know that once your health starts to deteriorate, it's the greatest challenge you have to bring it back. So why not take the responsibility to perk up what you have now so that you don't start to lose anything? Okay? I want to hear from you again, 646-915-8166. We are discussing today about herbs, spices, and foods that can boost our health. And I shared about the smoothie I made this morning. And I want to share one more smoothie that I make. I tend to keep the yellows together and the greens together. So I've made cantaloupe with papaya, some mangoes, some pineapple and banana, and I add some ginger and cinnamon to that. It was delicious. It was delicious. I buy my my organic banana, and it's just like two places around here that I can get it. So I always buy more than I want for a week. And what I do, I peel them and I freeze them. And every day when I want to use it, I just remove a frozen one and I just add it to my smoothie. So that's another type that I make. Let me see what other smoothie I've made. I've made smoothie with beets and carrots. I add some banana. I add some ginger. And and I add some sweet potato in that. It was roasted sweet potato. It was not raw. But I tell you, I'm going to try one with the raw sweet potato, and I'll tell you how that came out. And avocado, I've made with avocado and avocado, banana, cucumbers, avocado, banana, cucumbers, and kale. And that too was delicious. And I am sure you realize that I put ginger in most things. Also turmeric. I enjoy turmeric. And the one place that I can get the fresh turmeric is like a 2 hours drive from me. So I don't go there very often. So I have been using a lot of the powdered turmeric. So if you are in an area where you can get the fresh turmeric, that's a good blessing for you. I have read in some health magazines that turmeric can slows the growth of cancer cells. And also, one of the other things that we, in Jamaica, that's what we used to put in our curry, turmeric. And one of the other things that we are accustomed to be eating in Jamaica, and now I see this a big rave about it, it's soursop. If you are listening and you know what soursop is, I want you to call in. Now, since the research is out, people are using the soursop. They are using the pulps to make the juice, and they're also using the leaves to make the tea. It's just like the cinnamon. I was talking to my sister-in-law the other day, and she said, "Oh, when I go to Jamaica, I bring back the cinnamon and I make the cinnamon tea with the leaves, because the cinnamon, it boosts up our metabolism. So if you are somebody that have a high blood sugar, that you can use that to boost your metabolism." So that's basically what I am doing now. And I tell you, I have such a high energy. I'm sleeping better. I am stronger. My arms and legs are much stronger. There's no inflammation in my body because the foods I'm eating is ridding my body of inflammation. So spend some time knowing that you are worthy of it. I encourage you to do a research, or if you want to buy the book, there's a book out there that talks about eating for your blood type. So purchase the book, or if you don't want to purchase the book, you can read it online. It is it's up there, and it's have access to you. You can go, but I tell you, it has a wealth of information in there. So just invest the time in you, knowing that you are worth it and that you are not going to regret any investment that you have put into your diet. And let us hear a word from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. So if you have a product or a service that you need to get a trademark for, I encourage you to call AMD Law Group. All right. While I'm waiting on people to call in, let me give you some of the benefits for the different foods based on what research has said. Let us look at apples. And this says, apples is believed to fight several types of cancers. Apples also is rich in antioxidant, and it may very well be the key to keeping the doctor away. You remember as a child growing up, they always say an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Well, now research is saying that is true. They also says that apples help to fight heart disease, weight gain, and it helps to maintain a low cholesterol. Avocado, and for my fellow Jamaicans, we don't call it avocado, we call it pear, right? Avocado, they say, is rich in vitamins and minerals. Avocados are often considered a perfect food. Each avocado contains a surprising 4 grams of protein. That's more than any other fruit. Plus, avocados contain highest concentrations of non-saturated fat among all fruits compounds that are essential to health and brain development. Bananas are easy to digest, and they contain potassium. We all know that. Fiber and also vitamin C. Blackberries. Okay, we have a caller, so let's go to the caller. Hello, caller.
I'm actually just listening to your show, but how are you?
I am wonderful. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
New York City. And while I open your line already, let me ask you, are you someone that, what kind of a diet do you consume each day? Are you someone who are vegetarian, vegan, raw, juicing?
Right now, I am just doing, I would say, tuna fish, tilapia, and salmon. Because
yeah.
They're actually going away now, but I did mm-hmm. have fibroids, okay?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
They actually have struck, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I am eating healthier, number one, but I'm also taking a supplement that's
mm-hmm.
called Fibroid Fighter. And
ah.
healthy, oh my gosh, eating healthy and drinking water 3 times
mm-hmm.
a day,
mm-hmm.
maybe, it has helped me totally immensely. I went from maybe 2 cycles to where I'm just about normal again. So I'm eating
wow.
healthy, yes.
Yes.
And I didn't, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's an investment that we owe to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't know whether you were listening from the beginning. I had a lifestyle awakening back in 2010, and now my diet is 90% raw and 50% juice. I tell you, my friends, everybody's looking at me and say, my God, you look 20 years younger.
Oh.
And my energy is at peak. I used to be huffing and puffing, you know, and now I eat, and every bite I put in my mouth, I can feel the life that I'm getting.
Wow. Okay.
So, I encourage you to try juicing.
Okay. Are you on every Sunday?
I am on Sundays and Wednesdays. Twice a week. On Wednesdays, I deal with the education, information, and inspiration of entrepreneurs. And on Sundays, I do lifestyle changes. And most times I have a guest on. I didn't have a guest today because I wanted to share what I'm doing new to me. Because I've been getting some messages because my followers on Facebook and Twitter and so on, I updated my picture and they saw the new me. So,
okay. I'm sorry.
No, you go. Everybody wanted to know what I am doing differently. So I am writing an ebook. I'm going to be doing some webinars about it to share the information with people.
Uh-huh.
Because this research, I don't know if you heard the research I just share. And this is startling to know how many people are dying. And I'm sure you and I, we walk the street every day and you see how obese people are.
Yes,
so
yes.
Each and every one of us can encourage each other to
mm-hmm.
to do something differently. I have to ask you, how do you prepare tilapia? That's one fish I've never cooked.
I prepare tilapia. Well, basically, I buy the frozen pack, okay?
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
I just seasoning, and I use a little olive oil. And
right.
I either pan fry it or I grill it. And it's very delicious. And I just add peppers to it, green
mm-hmm.
peppers, yellow peppers, and it's just delicious.
Mm.
Well,
I've never bought it. Mm-hmm.
Try it. I eat tilapia 3 times a day due to the fibroids. I had to change my whole entire diet around. Because before, I was just, oh, God, I was really, I was never overweight, but it's just the fact that I was eating healthy, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I had fibroids because I always worked out. And then once
mm-hmm.
I stopped working out for about 3 or 4 months, which I'm
mm-hmm.
glad I did, And then the symptoms were, they just came very heavy. It was there for a while. But
isn't that something?
Yes, working out, it kind of alleviated the pain. But once I stopped, all the symptoms were there, everything.
Wow, it's amazing.
Now it's gone. It's just about gone.
What a blessing for you to share that, because I am sure that there are other women in other parts of the world who want to hear that information, because, you know, nobody wants to hear, oh, you're going to have to go for surgery. You know, some people are different. They can't afford to go. They don't have insurance and whatever. So to hear that you can eat your disease away, what a blessing.
Yes, and another thing is that when you're diagnosed with uterine fibroids, they give you an option. Majority of the doctors, being that they're told by the FDA that birth control pill is an option, definitely surgery is an option, because they're letting you know that if you were to have a child, it's very risky, okay? Or either because the child will have complications, or either you will not be able to have children. So to avoid surgery and to avoid it, naysayers, I went to a health food store, and I was given the fibroid fighter, and he told me that he knows that it works, okay, and just stick with it. So it's just the fibroid fighter, and it's an herbal tea that I use, and I have it's phenomenal. I just eat healthy. I will be able to have a baby.
I guess I have to be the godmother. I tell you something, you mentioned about pregnancy and fiber. What's your first name? I didn't even ask your name.
Stacy.
I remember years ago when I was back in Jamaica, one of my colleagues at the hospital, Nellie got pregnant, and Nellie was pregnant, and she had fibroids. The doctors wanted to do a DNC, which is to terminate the pregnancy, because they said it would be an issue. And she and her husband, they were devoted Christians. They were Seventh-day Adventists. And they said, we know that God is going to heal this tumor. And I haven't seen Nellie for many years. But I was told by other nurses that after she got pregnant, the tumor went away. And she had, I think, 4 more babies after that.
Excellent. Oh, my gosh. That's excellent.
You know, so I don't know whether it was the diet she changed or everything. But I tell you, we can eat to our health. And a lot of people look back and say, oh, this look good. My one of my friend Alicia, she's famous for saying, I don't know, what's that you eating? That thing is too green. I say, I don't care about the color. Don't you see how young I look?
I have to see how young you look.
Are you on Facebook, Stacy?
No, I am not, but I'm actually going to be setting up a Facebook page. I just haven't had the time, but I most certainly will. I actually just recently discovered Blog Talk Radio.
Ah.
So this is new for me, yes.
Well, are you on LinkedIn?
None of that.
Okay. So what do you do for a living?
I work as an executive assistant, and I'm also a part-time telephone operator.
Ah.
Yes.
You telephone operator for one company?
Yes. Operator for one company and an executive assistant for another company.
All right. Wonderful. I am sure you're good at what you do.
Yes. I am, and I'm getting better. I'm just so relieved to have the uterine fibroid.
Yes.
That's really major. It's it's a major, oh gosh, I would not wish that upon any woman.
Oh my God! Yeah, I hear it's not. I hear it's not. It's not a good thing, you know. But who wants to be sick, and who wants to be living in fear of, oh, I'm not going to be able to produce. I'm not going to be able to do that. But I tell you, there is a book out there on a research, Eating for Your Blood Type. You can it's not my book. I'm not the author. I'm not getting anything from the sales of it. But I just know it's valuable information. So if you can check it out and see, it can probably give you some insight. Do you know your blood type?
I think I'm a positive O.
Okay. Well, you can check it out and see and see how that can help to enhance your life. So all I can say is thanks for listening, and I pray for your continuous super health. And try to add juice into what you're doing, and then call me back and let me know. And please sign up and follow me here on Blog Talk. And what will happen?
Okay.
What will happen? Each week you will get a notice telling you what I'm going to be talking about, or which guest I'm going to be having on the show.
Sure. Okay.
All right, and you are down in New York City. If you know anybody, I'm looking for a producer for my radio show. I'm accepting applications. I'm looking for producer/co-host. So if you know anybody who might be suitable, ask them to send their resume to dynamicdaphne12@att.net.
I most certainly will pass on the information.
All right, Stacey. Well, continued good health to you, my dear sister.
Thank you. And I'll have a great week, okay? And I will sign up to follow you, okay? Thank you.
Yes, you have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yes, I am so thankful that she called in and shared about, I've never had tilapia, but she's saying that, now she's eating tilapia, and that helped her with her her fibroids. Isn't that a blessing? And she said that she went to the health food, that she didn't doubt what the doctor said. But that's what we're talking about, taking responsibility for our health. She heard what the doctors told her, so but instead of just staying home and go by what they say, she went to the health food store, and the person there introduced her to, I think she said, fibroid fighter or something. And as she's speaking today, she says she eats tilapia and salmon and all of that, and she is not suffering from the fibroids anymore. So what's a testimony to show that once we take responsibility of our lives, our health. Remember I mentioned that we should expect the best from what we eat. And she is definitely getting the best from what she eats. So thank you, Stacey, for calling in. We have 16 minutes remaining on the show. So we're talking about the benefits from some of the foods that we eat. So let's look at blackberries. This magic purple berry is packed with antioxidants and contains fiber, folate, vitamin C and K. Blackberry seeds are also rich in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, which can be released through adding them to your smoothie. Blueberries contain a wide range of micronutrients, including manganese, vitamin C, vitamin K. And these fruits are also jam-packed with fiber. Cantaloupes is an excellent source of vitamin A and vitamin C, potassium, and folate. Cantaloupes are wonderful for promoting lung and vision health. Cranberries. I know now when you hear about the benefit of cranberry, you're not going to wait just for Thanksgiving to eat it, but you're going to be eating it all year round. Cranberries are jam-packed with anti-inflammatory qualities, high levels of vitamin C. And that means that the cranberry can work wonders on our body and cardiovascular, digestive, and urinary tract immune system. Figs. Figs, they are sweet. As a matter, yesterday I went to my friend Audrey's house and she has a fig. And there was one ripe one on there and I wanted to pick that fig so much. But she said, oh, that was the only one. It came late, so I left it. But I really wanted to pick that fig. It's sweet, it's luscious, and it is a source of calcium. Grapes. Grapes work absolute wonders for the heart. And guavas. Oh, I used to eat so much guava in Jamaica as a child. Oh, my heavens, we make guava jelly out of it. So guava is listed as a superfood. Guava is rich in dietary fiber and folic acid. It also has a vitamin A and C. Honeydew contain potassium, which helps to lower blood pressure as well as antioxidant dispensing the vitamin C. Kiwi fruit is another rich source of vitamin C and dietary fiber. Mangoes are high level of probiotic dietary fiber, vitamin C. Nectarines are flowery and juicy nectarines are loaded with antioxidant which prevent free radicals in the environment. Oranges, as everybody know, we know that. Eat up our oranges with our citrus for our vitamin C. Papaya, colorful and yellow papayas are renowned for their digestive benefits. They are also a rich source of antioxidant and folic potassium. Fiber, vitamin E and K. Peaches has vitamin C and beta carotene. Pears are rich in vitamin C. Pineapples has a vitamin C as well, and they fight against inflammation in the body. Plums, juicy plums, summer season plums, often significant antioxidant protection. Raspberries, who can resist this delightful, soft, sweet, tart raspberry? These little fruits are cancer-fighting powerhouses, full of radical blocking polyphenols and antioxidants. So those are some of the benefits that we get. Strawberries. Sweet, and it's loaded with heart protecting, anti-cancer, and anti-inflammatory benefits. Watermelon. Though 92% of watermelon is composed of water, the other 8% is loaded with nutrients, especially antioxidants. These include vitamin A and vitamin C. All right, so now that you know the benefits of all these different fruits, I want you to be conscious as to how you shop, why you shop, and why you eat. Every time you open your mouth and you bring the fork or the spoon to your mouth, inspect it and ask yourself, what benefit am I getting out of this? What is the advantage of me eating that? I mentioned about all the fruits. Don't forget about your greens. I know for my blood type, my diet needs to be jam-packed with greens. And the greens, colored greens, kale, romaine lettuce, spinach, baby spinach and traditional spring spinach, Swiss chard, spring greens, mustard greens, all different type of greens. Have fun in the kitchen, and there are no no-nos. I tell you, ginger will spice up everything that you want to make. So if you make something and you think you're not going to like it, just add some fresh ginger to that, and you will be surprised to know how it tastes. It enhances the taste. So I just want to remind you that on the 22nd, I'll be one of the panelists at the Vibes Uptown in Hartford at 7 p.m. So that's September the 22nd at 7 p.m. Stop by and visit me, get a photo of me, and all of that good stuff. And remember, for the cruise, send an email for more information to dynamicdaphne12@att.net. And if you have not yet done so, I encourage you to please follow me on Twitter, connect with me on Facebook, and also on LinkedIn. The only thing I haven't had yet is Instagram. And I have to get onto that. So again, I'll see you on Wednesday. And have the blessed week and the greatest week ever. I also, there is a gratitude blog that I just started on a couple of weeks ago. So I invite you to join me there. At the gratitudeblog.com, you can look for me, Daphne Clark Hudson. And that's a place where every day we express what we are grateful for. It's just a way, you know, that 2 years ago, or it's a year ago, I was a contributing author for the Gratitude Book Project. I was blessed to have 3 entries in that. So I always am looking for an opportunity to show gratitude. So why don't you also join me there on the gratitude blog. And also visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and fill out for my mailing list so that you can be kept informed of all the things that we are doing. And again, remember, I'm looking for a co-host / producer for this show, the A New Day Show. So if you are interested or anyone you know is interested, I encourage you to send your application into dynamicdaphne12@att.net. Have a great week. Go out and get yourself a pot of mums to remind you that fall is on its way. So have a blessed week. And remember that you were born for a destiny. Do not allow anyone to derail you off of that. Stay blessed so long, and I'll see you on Wednesday. God bless.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Breaking of day, it's destiny.
That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for, yeah.
Thank you.